Next year
okay. May 31st. Fireworks made out of fireworks.
What's the exciting part about that? Because they blow up a lot. Super.
So, all right, most fireworks are made out of saltpeter and sulfur, which is how you make gunpowder.
I don't care about all this nerdy stuff. Freaking
well, you know, he's the science guy.
Yeah.
With this major award.
Yeah. I'm an awarded scientist. Science University in the field of studies. See my trophy, right?
I'm gonna break the trophy.
Don't change the fact that I was awarded it.
No, I will take it away from you. Disawarded it from you.
Unawarded. That's not how that works.
Inawarded. Unawarded. Awarded. Inawarded.
You don't have the authority of the science council.
Yes, I do.
The wizardry.
Yep, I do. I have just as much authority as the person who gave it to you.
The old wizard man? At the desk with all the papers?
I have a wizard stick, and I bet he doesn't.
I'm pretty sure he did.
No, I have a wizard stick, too, so I have just as
much authority. I have a shaman stick.
It's called a staff, by the way. But, you know, once you develop the sciences, you'll know what works like that.
So what do you want me to do with the flag?
Oh, put it up so the wind doesn't break it down.
Can't fold it.
No, leave it on the pole.
And put it in the closet. Oh, like we do with the flags.
Anyway, so the fireworks are made out of fireworks.
Okay, I'm just...
Right, if you take old fireworks and make them, use those to build your fireworks, then it's double the explosive power because they were already fireworks in the first place. See? How that works?
No, that makes sense.
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yes, it does.
No, it don't.
Are you thinking about it wrong?
No, you're just thinking about it wrong. It doesn't make any sense, dude.
Okay,
so
like.
Any sense, dude?
He's not gonna shoot you with that. What are you talking
so,
about?
If you make, like, let's say that
she
like,
hasn't been scared of it the whole time.
Like you were using bleach spray last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you made your bleach spray out of bleach that was already bleach spray, it's going to be more powerful, right?
No.
Yeah, because it's already got more bleach in it.
No, because it has a mixture of water, so you'd have to put water in it, too.
And I don't like put water in fireworks. You put the other old fireworks in there. Oh, you're walking away? Come on.
You're stupid.
I'm trying to explain this to you.
Arguments are stupid. They're hurting my brain and they're irritating me.
Alright, look.
Can't ever have
so
an actual
what do fireworks
genuine
do?
Argument because you're like, oh yeah, because you can't put water in. There's no mention of water in fireworks ever.
No, you're just talking about water.
Alright,
see you later, buddy.
See ya.
If you think about it, you'll
no.
Think about it. You'll be fine.
I'm so glad I got that recorded.
What?
I said I'm so glad I got that recorded. Well, maybe that's why they started with the little outhouses to begin with. I mean,
keep you out of the weather?
Weather has been around longer than even outhouses.
No, I don't think. Hard to say.
At least we don't have to use corn cobs anymore.
Was that ever like?
I mean, it seems like it. But
how much corn is it every time?
They did a lot of things with corn cobs.
Yeah, MacArthur had a big old pipe. Well, the good news is, I can kick some new wood putty the other side of this door.
Yeah.
And And then I have no choice. No choice, mind you. To sit here and let the putty cure for an hour and a half.
Maybe if you put it in the sun again, it will.
No choice, mind you. Well, it says 2 hours, so I put it in the sun. No choice, mind you. I get that when people say, mind you.
Where did that come from?
Come on. Where did that come from?
Well. Now, a lot of people know about great American patriots like Sam Adams and Thomas Jefferson. Benjamin Franklin, George Washington,
Betsy Ross.
A lot of people, yeah. Okay.
Well, you gotta always just take them in.
She made a flag.
She probably pricked her finger a bunch of times, too. That's why it was red.
Betsy Ross. Now, most people don't know about Thomas Frederick.
I think you're probably right on that.
Now, Thomas Frederick was the son of a wooden spoon manufacturer, Larry Frederick. And now wooden spoons weren't the desired spoons of the time. Most people wanted silver or metal, things like that. But Thomas Frederick, Larry Frederick, made wooden spoons because the poor people of the 13 colonies still had to eat. And they lived in the small town of New York, Hampshire. It's not there anymore.
Of course not.
Because of the wars between the Hampshires and the Yorks. They were right on the border at that time. Their wooden spoon manufacturing plant. I guess you could call it a shop. But Thomas Frederick tells his dad, Larry, hey, I don't want to make spoons anymore, especially these wooden spoons. He says, we got to spread out. We got to start doing forks and knives and maybe even start using metals. Now, see, Larry Frederick was a seventh generation wooden spoon manufacturer. And we don't know who Larry's wife was because she left him. Because he was a freaking wooden spoon manufacturer. Right? So she was gone. She left. Of course she did.
Of course. You
can't blame her.
Right?
Maybe she was your Susan B. Anthony. So esteemed. Now there's old Thomas Frederick, his dad Larry. He said, we should make forks, we should make knives. And his dad Larry said, that's a terrible idea. No one uses wooden forks. And no one uses wooden knives. Never work. Thomas Frederick looks at his dad squaring his one eye. Oh, yeah, Larry Frederick only had one eye.
Of course.
From a pirating accident with a dolphin that had a trident. A dolphin threw a trident at his face.
Which is why he was against the forks to begin with.
Yes, so there's some PTS wood there. You know, our fork there. He was against it. Now, he on occasion would make a peg leg for some people. So he had the technology. He had the ability. So no, we just do wooden spoons. He said, well, we at least got to change it up.
I said, how do you mean, Thomas Fredward? I'm your dad, Larry. How do you mean we got to change it up?
Your dad, Larry.
Well, we should make them in different sizes. We should make little ones like we've been doing, big ones, larger ones. His dad said, no, it's a terrible idea. Thomas said, I'm going to make a big one. I'm going to make a really big one. Right?
Right. Big spoon.
Yeah, big spoon.
Okay.
You dig it?
Digging.
Anyway.
Digging it. That's how the shovel was invented.
Yeah. All right. So Thomas Fredward, early colonial wooden spoon manufacturer, eighth generation, I believe. Makes it a big old wooden spoon, about a foot and a half long. Yeah.
Okay. Hi.
But it's not scooped on the end like a ladle. It's flat.
Okay.
And he says, what in the world is that for? And so he said, well, it's for large amounts of porridge. And you know, grog things.
Okay.
That, you know, they used to eat.
Yeah. In big vats.
Big vats.
Cauldrons.
Yeah, well, that's where I was going. So,
yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
His dad said, I don't know if Vinny's got anybody going to buy that. Nobody needs a spoon that big. There's only the two. How would kind of. Well, yeah, so they all. Now, have you heard of a little town called Salem?
I have heard of
Salem.
Right.
Okay. Well, I started getting big orders from Salem for these big old wooden spoons, right?
Right.
Now, they're sitting them out by the case, and it turns out there is all. Now, I don't know if you know this, but Salem is famous for having a bunch of witches.
Ooh, I think I might have heard about that.
Yeah, that's what they were known for. So they were like the number one, and you know, witches, they make a big old brew, the cauldron. They throw like an eye at Newton there, a cat, a toad, I don't think they do that anymore, but they used to.
Bubble, toil and trouble.
Yeah, like that. So, Thomas Fredward, he's making big money on all these witches, until all the witches get killed. By the Puritans. The Scarlet Letter, I think. Killed a bunch of them. It was like the Scarlet Fever, but it was a different book. Anyway, a lot of them died. And so Thomas Fredward says, all right, well, so bigger, that sold pretty well to all those witches. He said, I'm going to make an even bigger wooden spoon. His dad, Larry, says, you know, maybe the boy's on to something. I'm just going to let him go this time. And he makes a wooden spoon, 2 feet long, you know, 5 inches wide at the head, you know, 6 inches long, with a slight divot in it, you know. Like, it's not even really that great for scooping, you know.
Yeah.
And he makes one of them as a prototype, Thomas Fredward does. This was in 1734. Precise.
Okay.
So the anti-British sentiment was there, but it wasn't like full-on war yet. Anyway, just for historical reference.
Historical reference. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
And he makes this huge spoon, and nobody buys this gigantic prototype because that one's too big. So he hangs it on the wall, right? Time goes by, and Larry dies. You know, the dad.
Yeah.
He dies.
I didn't think he was still alive.
No. Yeah, he died because, well, we got hit by a barn door in a tornado, to be honest. It just came
but
off
even
there.
Not great of a story.
Yeah.
The death.
Took him out. Okay. Done.
Time.
And so...
So Thomas Fredward, he gets married.
Again.
Huh?
Remarried?
Yeah. No. He'd never been married.
Oh, this is before his wife left him. Yeah. Okay, got it.
And he marries Judy Washington. Now, Judy Washington, she was what you would call a rag washer.
A rag washer?
Well, yeah. You had to reuse rags a lot back then. Yeah, so that was her job, and she figured out in these giant, she would have these big wooden barrels over heat, you know, on top of the pot-belly stove, you put the rags, and it turned out that big old wooden spoon, it turned out to be a great thing to stir that with.
Okay.
All right? So Fredward over here, him and Judy have a kid.
Eventually. Oh, okay.
Yep. His name was Thaddeus.
Okay.
Thaddeus T.J. What was the last name?
Fredward.
Thaddeus T.J. Fredward. All right? Thaddeus T.J. Fredward.
Thaddeus T.J. Fredward.
The wife's Judy Washington.
Judy Washington Fredward.
Yeah. Well, she kept her maiden name. She went to commit into a wooden spoon guy.
Oh, okay.
Right. Anyway. So, eventually, this kid, what's his name?
Thaddeus T.J.
Fredward.
Fredward.
Yeah, okay.
Thaddeus T.J. Fredward.
The son of Benjamin Fredward. The grandson of Larry Fredward.
No, the son of Thomas.
Yes, Thomas Fredward. Thomas Fredward.
Yes, the grandson
of Larry.
Larry
Fredward. Well, he starts misbehaving.
I feel like we're rewriting the book of Exodus with all these names. Okay. All right.
So the kid, Thaddeus T.J., starts misbehaving.
Uh-oh. Like young boys will do.
Yeah. And so what does Miss Washington do?
She wallops him on the derriere with the spoon.
She says, "Mind you, Thaddeus T.J., mind you, I have a giant wooden spoon. You will mind, Thaddeus T.J., mind your manners, mind you." And that's where, to answer your question.
Which I had forgotten what the question was.
The phrase, mind you, comes from. So we can thank America's ancient, and to this day, you will find mothers walloping children with large wooden spoons.
Yes.
It's an American cultural phenomenon.
I like to think of it as a tradition.
Okay.
Except I used paint stir sticks because they were free and I was poor.
That's an entirely different story. Mind you, Thaddeus T.J., mind you, my large wooden spoon. And he did. And you know who that little boy grew up to be?
Uh-oh.
And then he died at 12 years old of scarlet fever. Because those people from Salem.
I thought the Salem people had the scarlet letter.
Had both, I
think. Oh, okay.
That's what happens when... Now, mind you, when you don't know history.
It's destined to repeat itself. Okay, I have another question for you.
Oh, boy.
What is this hole in this knife for?
That one?
Yeah.
Your thumb, open it.
Really? That's all it is?
No.
I mean, it works like that, but I didn't know that's what it was for. Yes, please.